We've been running a youth activities camp. We've been doing some bouldering. We brought over a portable wall. We're doing some archery, some fencing. We've also climbed up the Sugarloaf. And we've also taken people on a blind walk where we blindfolded them and took them through some nice mud and things, and also give them some problem-solving things to sort out as well.
How does this fit into your wider ministry?
I think I obviously work with a lot of outdoor activities on a Christian residential centre in Scotland. And part of what we do is to try and get out and meet young people where they are as well. And what we try and share is a bit about being on a Christian journey and the challenges on that. So we use the activities as a way of actually enabling young people to be challenged and take some risks and to look at how that fits into the Christian faith as well.
So there's a spiritual dimension to the week.
Yes, we look at we get the young people to think about the risks that they've taken, the challenges they've taken, and we talk about archery and the sin and falling short of the target. We try and use the activities as a visual aid as well to the Christian faith, and so we try and use the visual bits and also the challenges as well as part of the spiritual side. Yeah.
Your ministry in Scotland, is it just as church groups?
No, we work with a lot, mainly with school groups really, and the challenge is how we get a Christian message across to lots and lots of schools who more increasingly are having less and less Christian input into them. So I would say the major part of our schools work now really.
Have you always done outward bound sort of things?
I used to be in the Boys Brigade years ago. We used to go camping in the Isle of Man, which is about as near as I got to Ireland before recently. And I'd always been involved quite sporting, but I used to take groups from Liverpool to outdoor activity places, but not be qualified myself. So it's only probably the last 15 years I've actually had the qualifications myself.
How did you get involved in Church Army then?
It was soon after I'd gone through a really rebellious time. I'd dropped off of the church and things, and I just started finding my faith again, and I just felt kind of gut feeling that I should be doing something full time. And it was just through a number of what looked like coincidences at the time where Church Army just kept on coming forward. It was more evangelistic, quite practical, there's a lot of placements, and everything just seemed to fit to be the person that I felt that it was right for me, my calling really. And no other doors opened, it was just Church Army all the time.
So what sort of places have you worked in?
I've worked in inner city Liverpool, in Toxteth, which is used to be quite well known. It was quite funny, I used to work in the mainly white area of Toxteth, and my friend used to work in the mainly black area of Toxteth, and we used to take some of the young people away. And obviously there was a lot of racism between the two groups, but because we were from Liverpool, we took them to a big university, big national camp, and then suddenly Scousers together against Cockneys and things like that became a united thing, so it didn't matter about colour, it's actually been more important being a Scouser. And so I worked there, and then I moved to County Durham, where I worked partly with the church and also three quarters of my time working with a non-residential outdoor activity centre, and then we then moved to Scotland to continue that kind of work really.
And what sort of things do the church need to learn from the Church Army, do you think?
I think it's taking risks, it's being out on the front line. And it's trying to push the boundaries and the barriers and take risks to actually, how do you get across the Christian message, the Christian journey, to people who've got, more and more got less idea about what the Christian faith's all about, really. And so I think it's being in places where it's uncomfortable and really pioneering, I would say, being out there, trying new ways, experimenting. If it goes wrong, try again, really.
Alan, thanks a lot.
Okay, cheers then.
Stephen Allen's been telling us something about things he's been doing during the past week. How well do you think Alan's approach fits into their situation?
I think it's excellent. I think it meets people where they're at, especially the young people. It really gives us a chance to sort of build some relationships with young people.
Alan said about the need to push out the boundaries and be on the front line. Do you think the churches here are reluctant to do that?
I think they probably are. I think they need a bit more confidence, really, to sort of step outside of the comfort zone and try new things.
Why do you feel the church here is so hesitant about things when Alan's doing all these sorts of things?
I don't really know. I think it's probably because these things are new and that they've not been tried before here. But I think that there's a lot of potential here to do new things, new and exciting things.
You'd be fairly positive?
Yeah, absolutely.